Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining us in the virtual studio is Indira Lawson of Mathnasium of Andorra. Indira, welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me, Fran.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. Well, it is 8 p.m. on the East Coast, and I bet right now there are a lot of young children in elementary school that hopefully have finished their math homework, but there's probably some who are starting their math homework, perhaps putting it off, perhaps having asked their parents, how do I do this? And there are some folks that probably should know what you do and how you make a difference for children and for parents. So, Indira, first start off by sharing, what is Mathnasium? Why that name, and who do you help?
So Mathnasium is the Neighborhood Math Learning Center, and we help children and young people and some adults of all school ages. We start with first graders and help students through high school as well as some college students with math and math only. We are the math specialist, and that's the only subject that we focus on here at Mathnasium. And we like to talk about giving the children a math workout, a mental math workout when they come in, so that they can build their math muscle, that brain muscle, and become stronger with their math skills.
Ooh, that's really powerful. What a great visual. I mean, so many people are fitness and health oriented and understand the importance of developing muscle strength, and you're talking about mental strength, particularly mental math strength. What does that look like for an elementary school child versus a high school child?
So typically the elementary students that are coming to us are struggling with times tables or dealing with fractions or decimals and percents, and we work with them particularly on those skills after doing a thorough assessment, finding out where their weaknesses are, and then filling in those holes in their math foundation so that they can have a solid foundation to stand on, and then they can do their homework on their own. With the high school students that come in, typically they're at a point where the math is getting a little more challenging. They might have done well in the past, but once they start getting into algebra or geometry or pre-calculus, things start getting a little trickier, and they really just need some homework assistance. So typically they're coming in and we're reteaching some things if need be, but helping them with their homework.
And how about, I skipped over middle school, but I know there are some statistics that often girls are pretty good with math in elementary school and even middle school, and then by high school there begins to be a gap. But for middle school students who are challenged with math, where is the assistance primarily?
So middle school is when some of the algebraic concepts are introduced. So pre-algebraic concepts are touched on then, and that's when some of the struggle begins. So dealing with integers, dealing with solving equations, typically are some of the areas where we see, and dealing with greatest common factor and least common multiple, and I could go on into some other topics, but those are the pre-algebra topics and getting them prepared for the high school, the higher level math, again, is mm-hmm. where some of the students struggle, and they're coming to us for assistance.
Okay. So now you've, in a sense, laid out the curriculum by grade level, elementary, middle school, and high school.
Mm-hmm.
The folks' math or challenges in math impact more than the child. Often the parents may be scratching their heads saying, well, wait a minute, I can't help you, or I don't know, or this seems different. So what is it that parents are often saying that brings them in, and how do you sort of lower the stress level for parents?
So a typical scenario that walks into our door is the parents and both the child are frustrated with the homework situation at home. A child is coming home, didn't fully understand the lesson that was taught for the day, but they've learned a different way of doing, let's say, a multiplication problem. The parent is trying to teach them the traditional method that they learned some 20 or 30 years ago, and it's not the same method that the child learned in the classroom today, because there's this quote-unquote new math that's being taught in the classrooms. So the parent has one method, the child has learned another method, but they don't fully understand the new method because they might have gotten it in the classroom or might not have been paying full attention because they were chit-chatting with a friend or whatever the case may be. But you've got some partial knowledge of a new concept. You have the parent's knowledge of an old concept, and the parent is trying to explain the way that they learned it to their child, and the child is saying, well, my teacher didn't explain it that way. But the child can't fully explain what the teacher explained in class. They don't have any notes. The homework doesn't necessarily have an example that the parents could analyze and then teach their child from. So then there's their arguments, you know, and this happens over and over again, night after night, and the family just comes in frustrated, and they're saying, listen, I can't teach my child, you know, the concept that they've learned in class these days is different from the way that I learned it in school. And now we've got a problem. So I need your help. Can you please explain this concept to my child, because they're struggling? It's a fight every night at the kitchen table, and we've got to do something different because I don't want my child to be discouraged or deflated. And we've got to mm-hmm. – they've gotten to a point where they are really frustrated with math, and they used to be good at it or whatever the case may be, and we don't want them to lose that or for the frustration to grow even further. So we step in and do an initial assessment and develop a learning plan for each child that comes in so that we can help them build their foundation and build their confidence. Because once their confidence builds, you know, the sky is the limit.
And that's really helpful to know, Indira, that there is this assessment and then there is this learning plan. So while there's lots of information that could be taught, the child is getting what they need at a pace that makes sense.
Absolutely.
What that looks like. I mean, you mentioned earlier this is sort of a mental math workout. Do they do the same thing 8 times and then take a 1-minute break and do it again for 5 repetitions? I mean, is it really like gym, or how long do they work out? How do you know that they're ready to move to the next level? Talk to us a little bit about that.
So each student gets assessed, and then a learning plan is developed for them, and they get a binder or a notebook that has material in it based off of the assessment that they took. So they're coming in and they're working on three or four different topics for each hour. So they could work on some time concepts, they could work on some money concepts, they could work on word problems, they could do multiplication problems, but they're working through a number of different topics as if in a gym, if they had like an aerobic workout, you know, you do mm-hmm. some step, you do some, I don't know, some kickboxing, or within mm-hmm. the class, they might do some different mm-hmm. Different techniques to work different parts of the body. Similarly, mm-hmm. we're going over different topics so that they're learning different aspects of math to build their foundation,
wow.
but it's all based on what the assessment told us. So they'll mm-hmm. do a little bit from here, and also we switch it up so that they don't get bored during mm-hmm. their hour. So they're doing mm-hmm. a little bit of this topic, a little bit of that, and then once they complete, each topic has a certain number of worksheets assigned to it. Once they mm-hmm. get through that set number of worksheets, there's something called a mastery check at the end, and it's like a mini quiz. Mm-hmm. So we assess them at the end, and then they move on to another topic after that. So it's pretty systematic in the way that they work through the material. And then as they get through each of those topics, their learning plan could have maybe, you know, 30 topics for them to get through during their membership time frame. So they just keep kind of plugging away through those topics, and then we reassess the students every few months that they're here so we can show both the student and the parent the progress that they're making over time.
Well, that's very exciting. So they're not only learning concepts and they're getting time to practice those concepts and apply those concepts, but they're learning the concepts in relation to kind of real life, you know, as you mentioned, time and money. And you just mentioned progress. So can you share with us some success stories that have, you know, actually happened within Mathnasium of Andorra that you're particularly proud of, and or if someone were listening, they would go, wow, if that's what they can do, I am going to get my child enrolled.
Sure. The typical, as I mentioned, the typical family that comes in is child is frustrated, parent is frustrated, and the child has not had a positive experience with math. So they come in, they may be pouting, they may even be crying in doing the assessment. Make it through the assessment, come in for their first lesson, have a decent time, and we try to play a game with the students at the end of each of the lessons that they have. Once the student starts coming, their confidence starts building because they're being explained a topic that was once difficult for them. Now they've been taught techniques to do it easily with visuals or mentally. And they're starting to gain some independence, work on their own. They're not asking as many questions, and they start taking even intellectual risks in working on the material that we give to them, much more so than they did initially. Their grades start improving. As I mentioned, their confidence increases. We have them bring in their A's and B's so we can post them up and reward them for those. We have students who have come in. One in particular came to us, was failing geometry as a freshman, and within the year she passed the class with with a B and then has continued to come to us and is now one of our instructors. So after a few years of being frustrated with math, hating math, failing the course, now she's getting A's and B's and is actually teaching some of the younger students. We've also
Great success story.
Yeah. She's really awesome. We've also had quite a number of students who have come and been here only for 6 months, but within the six-month time frame, you know, again, their confidence is building, their grades are improving, they're moving from being a C student to being a B or A student in class. And then they feel really good about themselves because they see that they can do math once it's explained to them in a way that makes sense to them. So that's what we do. We make math make sense to young people by just presenting it in another way. It's all about how it's presented. I'm sure you remember when you were in school, the teacher who was on fire about their topic and broke it down and made it make sense to you or related it to something that you knew about, that was the class that you were engaged in, that was a class that you really enjoyed and you wanted to go to every day. And that's what we do with math. We break it down and we make it make sense. We draw pictures. We teach mental math techniques. And the children really understand and enjoy doing it after some time.
Wow. Very, very exciting. And, I mean, math is just critical for everything that a young person does. Now, you mentioned that some of your students are older. They may not be in elementary, middle, or high school. They might be in college. So how do you help a college student or maybe someone who's going to, try to get a new job and need math skills? How do you work with them, and how do they feel if there's a first grader in the other room?
Excuse me. So the typical adult student or college student that comes in is an adult who hasn't seen math in quite some time again, and they've got a college algebra course that they have to get through in order to finish their degree. So they come to us, and I usually work with them one-on-one on off hours so that they're not here with the younger students. But that's usually a private tutoring situation where myself or one of the other instructors is working with them one-on-one, and they are working specifically in relearning the algebra that they learned back in high school to help them get through the college courses that they're working on. But we also have had students in calculus or statistics who are typical age college students who are just struggling in the course, and we have instructors here who can work with them as well.
Which kind of brings me to the question of who are your instructors, how do you select them? Because, you know, someone may be saying, now, wait a minute, I pay tax dollars. I don't know why the school teachers aren't teaching the kids. But
right.
If I'm going to have to send them somewhere else, who are these magical people that can get results and transform my child into, a mental math Olympian potentially?
Right.
So who are the folks that you hire to make all this happen?
So the first thing that we do before we hire anyone is have them take an assessment. I've had people apply for the position who are engineers, physicists, mathematicians. They have degrees of varying topics or certified teachers as well. If they can't pass our math assessment, I do not interview them. So first and foremost, they have to understand the content. once they understand the content, we take them through an interview process, and then once they come on board, we train them in Mathnasium methodology so that they are able to break the math down for a younger mind. But with that said, I have seen, as I was mentioning before, I've seen math majors come in here and not be able to pass our assessment. I've seen certified teachers come in who are teaching currently in a classroom not be able to pass our math assessment. And it doesn't have calculus on it. It is pretty much third, fourth, fifth grade, and some algebra and some geometry that's covered on this assessment. And the people who are coming in are not able to do well enough for us to move through the next phase. The ones who do are the ones that we interview. But I've seen quite a few people come through our doors saying that they know math or have degrees in math, and they're not able to do fifth grade math without a calculator, because we don't allow them to use a calculator. We've become a society so reliant on technology that our brains have atrophied. So we're teaching the children to go back to, you know, that brain muscle and working out their brain so that they can, their brain can be that powerful calculator that they can need and use in the classroom very readily.
Wow. Wow. Really, really powerful. I know Indira, some folks are saying, well, how do I get in touch with Mathnasium of Andorra? So will you share that with our listeners and feel free to repeat the website so that they can jot that down?
Sure. So we are located in the Andorra Shopping Center, which is in the northwest corner of the city, just north of Roxborough and next door to Chestnut Hill before you get into Montgomery County. Our phone number is 267-437-2388, and the website is www.mathnasium.com/Andorra, like the shopping center. And I'll say it again. The phone number is 267-437-2388. And the website is www.mathnasium.com/Andorra.
Okay. So for those folks that are, for those folks that are outside of the Philadelphia or area or the state of Pennsylvania, Mathnasium is a franchise. Andorra, PA is a location near within the Philadelphia city area. And if someone is outside of the area but maybe have children visiting Philadelphia during the summer, I think you mentioned that often you'll have people come in and bring nieces and nephews to take classes. So they can take advantage of this program if they're outside of Philadelphia. They would just need to find a location near them.
Absolutely.
And, what are some basic, you know, maybe one or two tips as we wrap up for this evening that a parent who is feeling frustrated and yet does want their children to be successful, be able to do their homework, have confidence in math, what are some tips that parents can use to reinforce the learning and or the experience that their child receives at Mathnasium? And then conversely, if someone hasn't had pleasure of being involved with Mathnasium, what are some tips that parents can use, again, to decrease the frustration and increase the success of their children with math?
The first thing I would say is to make sure that the language that they use about math is always positive. Very oftentimes, we as adults will say that, you know, I couldn't do math in high school or in elementary school, whenever it was. So, you know, my child probably can't do math. Well, math skills are not hereditary. So we don't want to put that on our children. And I'm really out to eradicate the phrase, I can't do math, because as I mentioned earlier, it's all about how it's presented to you. Everybody can do math as long as it's presented in a way that makes sense to them. So the first thing I would just encourage parents to do is to make sure that their language around math is positive. The other thing is encouraging math games. Again, we want the children to understand that they can do it. Problem solving happens in a number of different ways. It doesn't necessarily just have to be a math problem, because parents who logistically figure out how to get Johnny to soccer practice and Susie to ballet all within a two-hour time frame, that's problem solving. They're doing math, and they're good at it because they figure it out every day with all these schedules of getting them to their extracurricular activities. And when they're doing things, you know, at home or if they're grocery shopping or what have you, engage the children in understanding how to apply math so that they can understand the importance of it. And if after all of that, you know, they're still frustrated, get help in some way, shape, or form. Ask the teacher if they can tutor after school. If not, go to a mathnasium in their neighborhood who can definitely help them.
Wow. Wow. Really powerful. Some great tips. Indira, I really thank you for spending some time with us this evening. I know I'm getting some text here and folks have said, Fran, can you have Indira share very briefly her background, her qualifications to be, you know, the leader of Mathnasium of Andorra? So if you could do that really quickly so folks have a sense of, you know, your background.
Sure. So my undergrad degree is in engineering, and I worked in the automotive industry for a few years before walking into a math classroom on the high school level and absolutely falling in love. And I've been in education for the past 17 years. I've been teaching, I've been in administration, and also running Mathnasium. So prior to being here for 5 years, I was in a traditional classroom on both the middle school and high school level and was principal of an alternative school here in the city.
Very, very strong background. So you've seen math applied in the corporate environment. You studied it through various disciplines. You've been part of the traditional school system, including being a principal. And you have run this franchise for a number of years. So you've seen a lot of success. You've seen the difference that confidence in math makes. And it sounds like, and from a lot of the examples that you've given, that you really enjoy seeing that light bulb go on for the kids. So one final time, let folks know how they can get in touch with you before we wrap up for this evening.
Sure. Again, the phone number is 267-437-2388. The website is www.mathnasium.com/Andorra. And I'll even give my email address, which is Andorra.
Sure.
@mathnasium.com.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much, Indira, for being part of our show tonight. Guests, definitely listeners, please check out Mathnasium of Andorra. And Indira, thank you again for making a difference in young children's lives of all ages and helping not only the children but the parents change their language and their mindset about math. And giving
thank
them
you.
A
My
mental
pleasure. Thank you for
math
having me,
workout.
Fran.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks again.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/Significant Business Results.
Okay, great. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you answering lots of questions. I think we got in some additional things, and you should, in anywhere from an hour to 2 hours, Blog Talk Radio varies, you should be able to hear the recording and you can download that. Okay? Okay, well, thank you so much for being part of the program, and let me know if there's anything else I can do to help you.